I've just come from the temple and having some more meetings today, and I'm eagerly waiting to get that one copy of Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani Manoram. Prabhu promised that it would be here around 7:30 this evening, coming by courier from the printers. And then I can offer that to Radha Shyam before I leave, which will be tomorrow morning after dressing and deity greeting. Then I'll go for last day National Council meeting in Budapest, and the next day be crammed as anything, and I'll leave early in the afternoon to Ratnath Prabhu's meeting me at the airport, or us, myself, Abhiram, and Damodar Prabhu. Today, I hope that it's on the site. Yesterday, the picture of Radha Shyam in their beautiful Ekadasi outfit was on. Today, I hope the picture is on their dressed in their peacock outfit. It's a very beautiful outfit, some years old, and it's embroidered and looks like they're peacocks. Shyam Sundar and Srimati Radharani as well. Particularly Srimati Radharani's face has some light golden tint to it, and there's a blue shadow above her eyes. And if you look carefully on the picture, then you'll see that there's also a veil over her face. Because the veil is full, going from her chest to the top of her head, it's sort of misleading, appears like a shadow, but it's a very beautiful purple veil. And Chandrakanti, she's the wife of Dwaipayana Prabhu, who's our main tourist guide and guest, specializes with the children. And she's got this phenomenal ability of making decorations. She makes them out of silk flowers and sequins and wire. And so all the crown, the decorations that you see on Radha and Shyam Sundar, she made that overnight to match the outfit. And these are beautiful. This is according to the description that Rupa Goswami gives in, I think, his Krishna Ganadesh Dipika, of the different types of ornaments that the gopis and cowherd boys also make for Radha and Krishna, different crowns, garlands, earrings, and everything, all out of flowers. So these things are made according to that. I was thinking that I'd really like her to give courses to the children in Gurukul to do that, and even in our college we should have a course on these things. These are important things. Nuclear physics, phew. But the art of making flower ornaments, now that's really something. And of course, behind the dressing of Radha and Krishna as peacock, there are stories, wonderful stories, for devotees who have gone to Barshana. Then they know that on the hill beyond Krishna Kund, which is a very beautiful place, quiet place, it's a place that's saturated with many wonderful pastimes of Krishna and the gopis, very much so with the gopis, because of course this is the residence of Srimati Radharani, the same place where the gopis tied up Madhu Mangal and kept him captive over there. So above that kund, on that mount, that's where Radha and Krishna danced as peacocks. Krishna's dancing as a peacock is not such a new thing. It's described already in Venu Gita. how when Krishna played his flute and all the peacocks danced madly. Excuse me, someone knocked on the door. Blah. Where was I? Anyway, when Krishna is playing his flute, then all of the peacocks came to dance around him in great ecstasy, and all the animals looked from the top of Govardhan Hill how Krishna played surrounded by the peacocks. And Krishna played and played, and the sound of the Venu is so beautiful that it brought the peacocks into great ecstasy. But not only did Krishna play, Krishna also began to dance, and he began to dance along with the peacocks, and he was dancing like a peacock. And when the peacocks saw this, they became even more overwhelmed with ecstasy. And this type of dancing, Krishna's dancing along with the peacocks, became the talk of Vrindavan. All of the cows stood around, the cowherd boys, the birds overhead. Sanatana Goswami describes how all of Govardhan Hill, you can just imagine how long Govardhan Hill is, all the mountains of Govardhan Hill was just crowded with animals, just getting a real view, close view of how Krishna was playing his flute, dancing like a peacock, along with other peacocks of Vrindavan. And of course one can ask, well, how is it that all of the animals could see? Because Krishna is one valley of Vrindavan, and they're dotted all along the length of Giriraj. But just like when Krishna was sitting with the cowherd boys, every cowherd boy thought that Krishna was sitting right beside him. Similar to the animals, when they were looking at Krishna dancing, they thought that Krishna is dancing just in the valley, just below us. And in this way, Yogamaya arranged everything for the pleasure of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. And of course, this entire scene, the gopis describe. They're glorifying Vrindavan, and they're also glorifying the dancing of the peacocks. They say, what did they say? Brindavanam sakibhuvo vitano tikirtim yad devaki sutapadambu jalabda lakshmim govindavelu manumatta mayurandityam prekshadri san avaratanya samasta sattvam matamayurandityam. All the mayur, all the peacocks begin to dance. And the gopis saw this pastime within their heart. Their hearts are one with Krishna. And even though Krishna was many, many miles away, and they were in different places, in Javat mostly, and Barsana and the other villages, gathered in groups talking about Krishna within their own homes, still, by the bond of love through the agency of the flute, they were able to see this pastime of Krishna dancing. But they were lamenting. All the animals, all the cows, the cowherd boys, they see Krishna and with this wonderful dance, but we did not get the opportunity to do so. So now when Radha and Krishna are together in Barsana, then Srimati Radharani says, I heard about this beautiful dancing when you danced as a peacock. And I discussed this with our gopi friends, and we were very enchanted. We would also like to see you dance in this way. So, of course, for Krishna's pleasure, for gopi's pleasure, Krishna also dances like that. And when Krishna is dancing, now this is on top of the mountain, so there's no upper view. All the peacocks in the area, all the birds, or whatever animals are there. All the birds are on top of the trees, the animals surround. The gopis are also looking, and everyone's enthralled. Now, if you've seen peacocks dance, then I guess there's only one word that I can think of right now to describe the dancing of a peacock, and that's funky. Funky because the whole dance is with their rear ends. their tails, they're fluttering their tails, and also they're shaking their rear end, and they're also moving backwards. I don't know what message this word funk conveys to some of you members of the generation, but amongst the blacks in America, they introduced this kind of similar type of dancing, not this kind of dancing, because of course Krishna's dancing is purely transcendental, but very rhythmic and very funky. So this, and it very much resembles the way peacocks dance, and Krishna is also dancing like that, and it's very mind-enthralling, very wonderful, and also very rhythmic. When Krishna stops dancing like that, then Srimati Radharani says, "That's very nice, but you know, I can also dance like that." And of course, that type of statement is a challenge, because it also means I can dance like that, and I can dance better. So then Srimati Radharani and Krishna dance together as peacocks. Now when you go to the temple that's up there in Barshana, then there's a picture of Radha and Krishna dancing as peacocks. And the local tradition has it that there was a blind sadhu who lived there, and that sadhu was chanting Hare Krishna and worshipping Radha and Krishna, and he was having vision of this wonderful pastime by dint of his spiritual advancement. And Srimati Radharani told them, "Listen, I would like you to paint a picture of my dancing with Krishna for the benefit of the other devotees." And then the sadhu said, "But how can I paint? I can't, what to speak of not being able to paint? I can't even see." So Srimati Radharani says, "Don't worry, I'll give you the vision to paint, and I'll also give you the ability to paint." And therefore, there's this wonderful painting there. And when it says that Radha and Krishna dance as peacocks, then it's a fact. They both dance as peacocks. It isn't that Srimati Radharani was a peahen. According to the picture, she's also dressed and decorated to look like a peahen, peacock. If you've seen peacocks dance, then generally what's taking place is that if there's a singular peacock there, as if a peacock's dancing, the peahens are walking around them completely disinterested. And that's one of the things that gets the peacocks really wound up, is they're really trying to get the attention of the peahens. When many peacocks come, then it becomes a really extraordinary display, because they're also trying to outdo each other. But according to the picture, and according to the Leela, Srimati Radharani is dressed also as a peacock. And by their dancing, well, the whole idea of the peacocks, and if you see them, I've seen peacocks mesmerize pigeons and wrens. It's rare that I've seen them mesmerize peahens. But anyway, the whole shivering and shaking of their feathers, their plumage, is that with all of those eyes, they're mesmerize the member of their opposite sex. And here, Krishna and Srimati Radharani, dressed like that, they mesmerize each other with their movements, their outfits, their peacock outfits, their dancing, the mantras that accompany that dancing. And of course, others are playing musical instruments to accompany that dancing. And it's such a wonderful scene. The sun staying in the sky just in order to better see this very, very rare thing that you can't see in heaven, you can't see in the earthly planets, you can't even see such a thing in Vaikuntha. No one ever heard of Lord Narayan dancing like a peacock. And what to speak of the animals, but the flowers, the leaves, every bud on every tree is arching forward just to see this beautiful loving exchange, because loving exchange is best done through the medium of dancing and singing. And when that dancing and singing is done in the form of peacocks, or in the dress of peacocks, in the mood of peacocks, because Srimati Radharani and Krishna are in the mood of peacocks, then that becomes an extraordinary thrill. that Krishna is in the mood of a peacock trying to attract the peahen, Srimati Radharani, that would be natural. But Srimati Radharani is in the mood of a peacock. That means she's also in a mood similar to that of Krishna. And ultimately, they dance and dance until they become tired of that dancing, with perspiration decorating their foreheads, and their breathing just like some kind of wonderful celestial music. And obviously, their beautiful ecstasy and ecstatic emotions that they're feeling are coming out in the form of giggling and laughing. And the fortunate valleys of Barshana are echoing with the sounds of the peacock noises, the music, laughing of Radha and Krishna, as well as the extraordinary silence of the other Brijbasis and creatures of Vrindavan who are fortunate enough to witness this beautiful dance, for which they will not blink. They are unwilling to blink even for a second. This is how Radha Shamsunda were dressed today, and we should also drink through our eyes, through our ears, these wonderful pastimes of Radha and Krishna, for they bring great delight to the heart and make devotees also dance and sing in ecstatic devotion. Hare Krishna.